It's as simple as 1-2-3, friends. Buy your farm and ranch trucks from a certified agriculture dealership. Get $30,000 back in farm supply savings through AgPack. That's a 60% return on a $50,000 truck. Just go to agtrucktrader.com, register for your unique AgPack ID number, good to use at any certified ag dealer in the country for as many trucks as you want, and then search the inventory of only certified ag dealers all in one spot. agtrucktrader.com.
It's time again for Checkoff Chats. Of course, that's conversation brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars. And dairy farmers, don't forget that involves you as well. Want to follow along? Don't forget, May is Beef Month in Wisconsin. You can find recipes, stories about our Wisconsin beef producers, nutrition information, and more at beeftips.com, Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. Also happy to have along for the ride our friends from the Equity Cooperative Livestock, proud sponsors of these Checkoff Chats. You can find out more about what they've got going on with marketing address systems at equitycoop.com. Now, we're having some fun today. We are going to catch up with some of the remaining high school students and teachers that are around and talk a little bit about a program that you may or may not be aware of in Wisconsin. It's basically an opportunity for young people to work on their culinary school skills before they leave school and even compete. And it's partly sponsored by the Wisconsin Beef Council and your checkoff dollars. Jamie Lutz is joining us today from the Badger High School down in southern Wisconsin, where the Pro Start program has been fairly well established. Jamie, tell me a little bit about what you're doing curriculum-wise, how Pro Start has become a part of your program.
Yes, the Pro Start program allows students to not only further their culinary skills, but also their restaurant management skills. And so our students do culinary competitions, they do restaurant management style competitions with the program, and it allows them to really explore what it's like to work in the industry. They have skills checklists, and they're highly encouraged to go and work in the industry and complete a number of skills before they even leave high school, and they can earn free college credit for some of these classes.
Wow. Now, you're at Badger High School in Lake Geneva. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about the curriculum that you offer, and maybe for some of the oldsters that are in the audience, Jamie, I'm going to guess that this might resemble a little bit of what we remember as home economics when we were in school.
Yes, we are. The ProStart program is part of our what we call now Family Consumer Science classes here at the high school. We used to be called home economics. So instead of just learning how to cook at home, we're teaching them more industry-level skills. So how do you cook a steak at a restaurant versus, you know, cooking a meal for a family at home? But honestly, a lot of these skills really do correlate. Even if these students don't go on to become chefs, they now know how to really cook a great steak, and they know how to treat that cut of beef so that it stretches your food dollars and that kind of thing.
You know, and I'm happy that the Wisconsin Beef Council is a strong supporter of the ProStart program. Being in Lake Geneva, I've got to believe that there's probably some high demand on students that come through your class.
Oh, absolutely. I have chefs calling me year-round from the local restaurants wondering who I've got. They want my most skilled kids. They want a piece of the action that's going on here at the high school. They recognize the value of the ProStart program because those employees who come in having gone through these classes are ahead of the game when it comes to other high school students.
Give me a little sense on the investment in the ProStart program at Badger High School. Give me a visual. Do you have kitchens? What kind of sophisticated equipment do these kids have access to? Like you mentioned, they're not just back of the house, they're front of the house. Tell me a little bit about the actual infrastructure you try to create at Badger High School.
Yes, we do have a full commercial kitchen that a lot of chefs in the area walk in and they can't believe how nice it is, and they drool a little bit when they see all the space we have. So my students are using convection ovens. They're using steamers. We are using everything that they have in the industry so they get a real feel for what it will be like to go work at some of our area resorts that have all that stuff there. We have a hospitality room where they learn how to do front of the house skills, taking orders, making suggestions to guests, interacting with guests, that sort of thing. They do some menu design, menu planning. We really try to train them in all aspects. And, you know, here in Lake Geneva, we are so blessed because we have so many amazing restaurateurs in the area who also see the value in the ProStart program, and they offer to help train students. They offer to be our coaches for our culinary and management ProStart teams. They even offer us discounted product, because food can be a little bit expensive mm-hmm. when you're practicing mm-hmm. with it. So we have some amazing partners here in Lake Geneva, and one of those is Lake Geneva Country Meats is great about helping us save on costs when it comes to beef. And, we get a lot, when we do our stock unit, we're making beef stock, they give us the bones. Mm-hmm. And so our students get to work with a lot of amazing product because of all the wonderful partnerships we have here in Lake Geneva, whether it's Lake Geneva Country Meats, the Grand Geneva, Simple Bakery. Like, this community I've noticed really reaches out to the students because they know these students are the future of their industry.
Boy, that's for sure. Jamie Lutz is along with us. She's the ProStart educator at Badger High School in Lake Geneva, one of the programs that's supported by the Wisconsin Beef Council, and your beef checkoff dollars is ProStart. Tell me about the attraction from the students. How many students are you generally trying to handle, Jamie? Is the classroom experience one thing and then ProStart competition another? Give us a little sense of dynamics.
Yeah, so our students here at Badger High School have to go through our beginning level courses as freshmen and sophomores, so our Foods 1 and Foods 2 classes. And then after they've done well in those, they have to actually apply to be in the ProStart program because it's known so well here at Badger as being a high-end program. And, these kids are earning college credits for taking these classes. So, I have some really smart kiddos coming through these classes. The culinary competition and management competition portion, they actually have to try out to be on the team. After they do their tryouts, they usually make a little dish, and we judge them on how well their dish turned out, how fast they were able to make it, how accurate they were able to cook it, did it taste good, did it look good, and then they're on the team. And then we start planning, and we look at things like, do we want to go for the best beef trophy the Wisconsin Beef Council offers every year? In the last 2 years, we chose to do that just because it was a unique opportunity that was offered by the Wisconsin Beef Council. And we won it these last 2 years. So my student who won it, she was the one making the beef dish the last 2 years that we won it. So she does an amazing job, watching her product, examining her product, knowing when the product's going to turn out just by looking at the cup before she even cooks it. She's like, oh, this one's going to be a good one. Or, oh, I noticed this steak is a little more fatty on the edges. And she's one of those kids that's going to go really far someday with her. She just has a natural talent, natural skill for cooking. So,
Jamie Lutz, she is the teacher with ProStart, a program that lets students try to get that hands-on learning before they graduate. She's at Badger High School in Lake Geneva. Now, that student that she was talking about is named Yasmin Binion. She's a senior at Badger High School in Lake Geneva, and she is the gal that has been really dominating some of the ProStart competition on behalf of Badger High School for the past couple of years. Yasmin, thanks for joining us. Tell us a little bit about why you got involved with Mrs. Lutz's class and what leads you to be involved with the ProStart competition.
So I kind of just felt very drawn to some of the cooking classes at school because I've loved cooking ever since I was very young, whether it was helping out in the kitchen or just doing what I could. But I kind of started with some of the food classes that my school provides, and then I worked my way up to culinary. But I just really loved the kind of like freedom aspect that the classes provided, and mm-hmm. it's definitely expanded my knowledge.
Yeah, right. And that's part of the reason why we're visiting with you guys, the Wisconsin Beef Council, happy to be a sponsor of the ProStart competition. And you have really focused in on that best of beef category the past couple of years. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, we're very thankful that Lake Geneva Country Meats has provided meats for us for so long. And so last year we did a short rib, and this year we decided to do a ribeye. And I don't know, I just find myself being drawn more towards meats because it's such, I guess, a versatile item, mm-hmm. and it takes flavors very well. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, I just really enjoy working with meats and seeing what else I can do with it.
Well, that's excellent. How do you, she mentioned that you were very particular about the selection of meat that you want to work with. You've got kind of a critical eye. How did you learn about that? Or is it just kind of a natural skill you've picked up since you were a kid?
Well, I definitely think it's been somewhat of a skill I've had since I was a kid, but being in the culinary classes definitely kind of honed that skill. But when it comes to like certain meats, I tend to look for how much fat is in that piece, because when it comes to presentation, I don't want too much fat in a piece because it can really throw things off. But usually when it comes to meats, I tend to like a nice blend of fat to meat ratio.
Tell me about that ribeye that you prepared for competition. What flavors did you try to infuse, or tell me a little bit, give me some of your secrets, Yasmin.
So when preparing the ribeye, it's a basic kind of preparation, but we pat it dry on both sides, and then there's this Chef John seasoning mixture we used on both sides. And then for this year, we seared it in peanut oil for about 4 minutes on each side.
Makes my mouth water just thinking about it. And obviously, it was good enough to win that competition, which congratulations again. We're talking to Yasmin Binion. She's a senior at Badger High School down in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, part of the Pro Start competition group from Mrs. Jamie Lutz and her crew. Now, tell me a little bit about your future plans then, Yasmin. Mrs. Lutz was telling me that there's always somebody looking for the next great talent. What are your plans?
I plan to stay in the cooking industry. I've had a lot of thoughts about possibly moving into the private chef aspect of the industry, but I'm kind of just keeping my options open for right now.
Sure. Now, you're a senior. Are you going to plan to attend school, or are you going to try to just, as we say, roll up your sleeves and learn it from the industry side?
I'm probably going to roll up my sleeves and learn from the industry side for a little bit before I think about schooling.
Well, there seems to be strong demand for young people just like you. Very good. That's Yasmin Binion. She's a senior, along with Mrs. Jamie Lutz, the ProStart educator at Badger High School in Lake Geneva. This program, the ProStart side of things, sponsored in part by the Wisconsin Beef Council and your beef checkoff dollars. You heard Yasmin say that they work in conjunction with a lot of our meat processors to provide some of the best beef cuts that these kids can find to make sure that they are on their way towards winning. And Yasmin knows all about that. She's been a champion with that beef category for the past 2 years. Congratulations again. That is, of course, Checkoff Chat, brought to you courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council and your beef checkoff dollars. Recipes, introductions to farms, all kinds of nutrition information available at beeftips.com. Also, thank you to our friends from the Equity Cooperative Livestock for coming along for the ride. Find out more about them at equitycoop.com. Mrs. Jamie Lutz, Pro Start educator at Badger High School in Lake Geneva, along with Yasmin Binion, senior in her class, our guest today on Checkoff Chat.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of Farm Technology Days. Stop by the Rural Mutual tent at Farm Tech Days in Baraboo to meet local agents and enter to win daily giveaways.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.